ABC Tropical North. And is that what you're dreaming of when you retire, glitter and gold? Or are you happy just to potter around your house and garden in the backyard? Have you really put that much thought into it? Well, there's one man, Barry Lavallee, who travels the world, in fact, and is here from Canada on the invitation of Allman Partners. He came on in to have a talk to me about his book, So You Think You're Ready to Retire. Now, he's not about the financial side of things, although you do need to have that in order. He's more about the, have you actually stopped to think about the fact that when you retire, what you're going to do in the next phase of your life?
I'm here to do a presentation on behalf of Allman Partners and to talk to people in Mackay about retirement, about what it is, what it's not, share with them a lot of my research that I've done around the world, including Australia, on what people go through when they look at retirement. So we're going to talk a little bit about what retirement is and what it's not, some of the myths and the misconceptions around retirement, about what happens to relationships, about the right mind frame as you enter this phase of life, about some of the perils and misunderstandings about getting older, and generally, what is a retirement plan from a non-financial aspect? So, I'm going to make them laugh, and I'll make them cry, and I'll make them laugh again, and by the time that they're done, they're going to be ready to sit down and really work out a plan that ties their money to their life.
Retirement is something that we all talk about, and it's, you know, you joke as a young, I can't wait to retire, or, oh, you get to retire, you're lucky. But is it something that we forget to actually think about the practicality of?
Very much so. I think that most people are very clear on what they're retiring from, but they're not clear at all on what they're retiring to. And retirement is a transition into whatever you want this next phase of your life to be. It used to be you retired, which meant you quit work and you served out your golden years until you died. But today, with baby boomers retiring earlier, although that's changing a little bit, but retiring earlier, we're going to be around for a long time. And the fact is that retirement's not what people think it is. Retirement's just life. It's just life. You may have a different association with work, but I think this is your chance to do what you want to do. As Maslow would have said, it was your chance to self-actualize. And so that's how I kind of look at this, is that there are great opportunities for you as long as you're ready to take control of this part of your life.
Are we often just wandering around in this post-retirement phase, not really knowing what direction we're going in?
Yeah, I call it the 30-year-long weekend. And basically what it means is you think that it's going to be 300 rounds of golf a year and it's going to be perpetual travel and life is just good. But let me ask you a question. Okay, true or false? Retirement could be the longest single phase of your life.
I hope the answer to that is false, but I also want it to be true.
Well, we want it to be true.
I haven't budgeted to live that long.
Well, and that's a whole other issue. But let me put it in a different perspective. I'm 64 years old. From the time I'm 64 through to the time I'm in my late 80s, if I make it that far, I'm going to go through anywhere from 6 to 8 very distinct transitions driven by my health or the health of my spouse. So it's not one long life phase. Mm-hmm. What is the average age in Australia that a woman first becomes a widow in her first marriage if she's going to become a widow?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, no. Are you having fun yet? I mean, I'm just
this is my first marriage, so you best be telling me. I'd like some information.
Well, there you go. It's 59, which you're a long way from, but 61 in a second marriage, and 60% of all Australian women over age 65 are single, widowed, or divorced. So we got this picture of retirement as the couples sailing off to the beach, which in Mackay, you don't have to go too far, but I digress. But the fact is that it's, for some people, you hope that happens for all of us, but it's not. It's just life. We're getting older, and I always advise people that in retirement, you want to do as much as you can, as quickly as you can. You never put anything off. And you hope you can do it for 30 years.
It's interesting that you mentioned that about being a single woman in your 60s. I've not, in my entire conversation with anyone, ever considered the fact that I could be retired and my husband may not be there.
That's
right.
It's
not been something I've thought of.
I've often said to the financial advisory groups that I talk to that, you know, retirement's not a couple's issue. It's mostly a single woman's issue. We're going to check out early. You're still going to be here. And that brings with it a lot of planning that's a lot different than what men might plan for. It changes the conversation.
Especially since, from the financial point of view, often there are points in a woman's life where she hasn't worked or hasn't done full-time work due to raising families and things, and that's got to be taken into consideration as well.
It absolutely does, because she may not have the adequate savings to look after her. Her husband may have done it all with smoke and mirrors, and she finds out that she didn't have as much as she thought that she might have. She still may have to work in retirement to keep things going. So there are these issues, and I think I do a lot of work with advisors around the world, helping them understand that men tend to plan to try and build up a big pile of money, but women tend to be much more altruistic about their money and about giving it away, and they get more satisfaction out of sharing it than men ever would. In fact, there was a great study that was listed yesterday that brought that point out. So as we work with today's retiring women, we have to take a different approach from a financial planning standpoint to focus more on life issues rather than just on money issues.
As you travel around the world and research couples and women and men all over the world or the globe, in fact, who is better at retiring than others?
You mean between men and women, or are we talking culturally?
I mean culturally. Like, who's got it down pat? Is there anyone that's got it sorted?
Well, Australia and New Zealand are somewhat different. You see, in North America, when you retire and want to go someplace else. You know,
okay.
So there's this big snowbird move that, you know, I live in Canada, so Canadians, if they retire, they've all got this idea that they want to go to the U.S., or at least they did until, no, we're not going to politics. but if you look at Australia and New Zealand, you don't get as much movement in retirement as you might in North America and Great Britain. So I think that the focus in retirement here is much more on family than it would be there. I mean, family's still important, but it seems lifestyle and palm trees in North America are important aspects of retirement, whereas here you've already got them in a lot of places. You know, also in the U.S., it's tough to retire because of the uncertainty of Social Security, for example, or of having put money away, because the U.S. system doesn't allow you to put away as much money as they might in Canada,
okay,
or in New Zealand or in Australia. So KiwiSavers, super, and healthcare are great factors in making retirement easier here for people, because it's taking away a lot of the headaches that, you know, particularly in the U.S. that they have.
With Australians, what are we doing that you just shake your head at and go, really, guys, really?
That's a tough one, because I love Australia. I can't find anything wrong there. So I'd have to make something up. I think the one thing that strikes me is the perpetual talk over super and about changing it and clawing it back. And so that bothers me. I think that you've got a great program here. Obviously, no program is perfect. But there seems to be uncertainty being added by successions of government to try and put more uncertainty into super than there should be.
With your book, So You Think You're Ready to Retire, if we take away one message from that, what would you like it to be?
That retirement has to be redefined. I'm often asked by people who say, well, when will I know I'm ready to retire? And they think I'm going to give them a financial number or a date. And my response is, when you wake up and decide that from this point on, you can do what you want and when you want and how you want, you're retired. So many people who are still working are working because they love to work, but they can do what they want. You don't want to take as many holidays? Don't take as many holidays. Take more holidays. Do what you want to do. So this is a period of time when I would like to really typify it as if you're shifting gears and moving into whatever you define this life as. But that brings a problem, because, as I said earlier, we're pretty clear on where we've come from, but not so clear on what this is going to look like. And therein, the onus is now going to be on the retirement advisor and the person who is retiring to try and build a plan based on the life that they want. And that's why I wrote the book, because I want them to focus away from the money and focus on the life areas that will be affected by this retirement.
The book is called So You Think You're Ready to Retire. Plenty of food for thought there at ABC Tropical North.